Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Perfect Protection. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Fear and dread shall fall upon them, your enemies. By the greatness of your arm, they'll be still as a stone till your people pass over, O Lord, till the people pass over which you have purchased. Glory to God. There is the terror of God, is the phrase the Bible uses, that can fall on the enemies of the people of God that will paralyze them and shake them to the point where they don't follow their plan to hurt you and to harm you. And the angels of God are involved in this too. And we talked about this. There can be some no-gooder eyeing you, eyeing your house, eyeing your car, eyeing your children. And see, how do these things start? They don't just happen. The enemy plants thoughts in people that yield to him. And before there's an action, there's a plan, there's a thought, something to follow. Why? We're talking about victims. Why did they choose that person instead of that person? And you know what Christians start saying? Well, you just never know. And you'll even hear people saying, well, it was the will of God. It was not the will of God for some demon-possessed man or woman to come in and kill somebody's children. Did you hear me? Rape somebody's wife, steal some, no, absolutely no. Not the will of God. Well, then people become philosophers. Theories why it happened to this one, and to them it just seems completely random and nobody, well, the devil is going about seeking whom he may devour. He wants to kill everybody and destroy everything. Oh, but there are some he may not devour. There's some he can't even find. Huh? It's the protected. It's the kept. Can you say amen? Tell me again, what's your part in this deal? Say of the Lord, he's my protector, he's my refuge. What else? Do not fear that these things will happen to you and yours. Do not let the fear in. Now, let's say some no-gooder is in the enemy's trying to work them up to attack you, to steal your stuff, destroy you, hurt you. Your big old angel saw them when they drove up to the street. And he can just lean on their shoulder. And all at once, they feel this terrifying presence. They don't see anything. But they just start sitting there shaking so much that they drop their cigarette and burn themselves. Yes. And their heart is palpitating and they're sweating profusely. And this thought comes to them, you do that and you could die. You better run out of here. You better run out of here. And they start up that car and peel a rubber and get out of there. Amen. And they don't tell anybody because they want to be tough, you know, but something happened to them. Are you listening now? This is real. You need to believe in this and have faith that anybody tries to plan to do evil to you, this kind of thing manifests and happens. The terror of God. You don't even have to know it. You just know it didn't happen. Do you see this? Go with me to Exodus 34, please. Exodus 34. Now, we've actually been reading about some of these things. Haven't we? In our readings about the times of gathering and celebration that God told them in this chapter here, deals specifically that he told them three times in a year they were to come together. And that means they had to leave their home and travel great distances through, you know, and in those days, there were perilous situations just like today. There were robbers that just hid out by these main trade roads, because they knew people would be coming through there with money to go buy stuff, and they'd rob them and kill them. And so oftentimes too, if anybody heard that the men, and that's specifically what he told the men to come and meet together, if the men had left the village and the enemy found out about it, well, they just go take the village while the men are gone. And they knew this. And of course, the Lord knows this. And notice what he tells them. He said, verse 22, the end of it, you'll observe the Feast of Weeks, the first fruits of wheat harvest, and the Feast of Ingathering at the year's end. Verse 23, thrice in the year, Exodus 34:23, thrice, three times in the year, shall all your men, children, appear before the Lord God, the God of Israel. For I will cast out the nations before you and enlarge your borders. Now get this. Neither shall any man desire your land when you go up to appear before the Lord your God three times in the year. He knew that'd be an issue with them. And they'd be thinking, man, I can't go and leave my stuff. I mean, those enemyites will come over. God said, no. No, they won't. You doing what I told you to do, and I'm telling you, they will not even desire your stuff while you're gone. This is part of the protection of God. Can we claim it today? Is God still the same God? Oh, yes. 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 Does this do anything for you? Man, this should comfort your soul. This should do something for you. He said they won't even want your stuff. Remember Proverbs said in Proverbs 16:7, when a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. You're doing what the Lord told you to do. He told you to go over there. Then he said, I'm going to cause that your enemies don't even desire your stuff. And I suppose if any of them had got a thought, then this terror would fall on them. And they'd say, they don't want yours. They want somebody else's, but not yours. Not yours. Said out loud, the Lord does this for me. The Lord moves so that my enemies don't desire my stuff. Lose their desire to hurt me. Any that would think to harm me or mine. The terror of God falls on them and they flee and do it not. For God is my protector. I trust Him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Do you believe this? The Bible said, and don't try to turn these, but I'll just mention them to you in closing here. More than once, you've read it, if you've read the Old Testament, and of course around here we're reading our Old Testament. Amen. There were time after time after time when God's people trusted Him, even though they were vastly outnumbered by the enemy, and something happened in the enemy camp. Remember reading about this? The Bible said in 1 Samuel 14:15, there was a trembling in the host, in the field and among the people. The garrison and the spoilers, they trembled and the earth quaked. And again, when this trembling would come on them, this is the terror of God. A lot of times they get so scared, they either just run like they're running for their life, or they turn around and start fighting each other. Didn't they? Have you read this? It happened over and over again, not just a couple of times. This is part of God's defending His people. This is a way that He does it. The Bible said in, now what happened on that occasion, and you, as we're studying this, I'm seeing more of it. What happened, Jonathan and his armor bearer acted in faith fearlessly. Remember that? They attacked the army by themselves. Did you read about it? Does this do anything for you? I'm telling you, it makes me want to read about the war horse and Paul. We talked about that earlier. These two men, these are men. They prayed and they said, well, if they say stay right there, we'll come get you, then we won't go. But if they say come up here and we'll show you something, we'll come. So they showed themselves, and the enemy saw them. They said, come up here. We'll teach you a thing or two. They said, that's it. God's going. It takes some courage. This ain't no fear here, right? They climbed up that hill and they started fighting and they just waded. Two men waded into the army, the whole army of the enemy. And the Bible said there was a trembling in the host. Their fearlessness and their faith allowed their angels to come on the scene and their God to come on the scene, and the whole host started shaking. They had a great victory that day. Judges, Gideon, and a few hundred, the 300, with trumpets and lanterns. Right? He said, do what I do, boy. Now, it takes faith to send most of your guys home and take 300 and go to attack. Faith, not fear. And they stood up and they blew their trumpets and they broke their pitchers that had the lantern inside, and they blowed their trumpets and they held up their pitchers. And the Bible said when they stood every man in his place round about the camp, all the host ran and cried and fled. 300 against hordes of thousands. And something hit them. I said something hit them. The terror of God. The 300 blew the trumpets and the Lord set every man's sword against his fellow. They started fighting and killing each other. And all they had to do is stand up there and blow their trumpet and hold their lantern. And the enemy wiped himself out. Can God still do things like that today? Oh, my. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if this whole nation would call God its God and trust in Him, God would raise up destruction, and terror would fall on the terrorist, for they have sown terror, and it'd come back to them many fold over until they would shake and run and flee and destroy themselves. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe that.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Terror of God, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1204F. That's R1204F, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.